CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and my location is Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. For your convenience, you can also check in via EchoLink node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call using standard phonetics, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. The RAG 2 portion will be delayed for approximately 15 seconds as I bring you the Friday night tidbit. We'll begin with EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. This is a Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V. My name is John in Manatee County, Florida, South Florida. I am negative and negative, but I will be listening to the net, WN4V.
WN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to welcome John down in Florida, WN4V. Thank you for stopping by. And before we get to the alphabetical portion, I'd like to recognize our early check-ins. I'd like to start with W4FCM, Fred, and he brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. I'd also like to welcome Michael over in Simpsonville, K4GAT, and Stephen over in Greenville, K4ZZX, Jerry over in Anderson, N4DJC, and Carol in Greenville, KM4RGX. I want to thank you all for using the early check-in and stopping by. We'll begin with the alphabetical portion of the check-in now, excuse me. This being Friday night, we'll start with the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge for 2-meter net, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Let's check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and I'm negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Alan, K4VKN. Alan, looks like you got the uniform through Zulu group all to yourself so far. I want to thank you for stopping by. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet. The Alpha through Delta group, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
RJN. Evening. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Alpha, Oscar, Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Also like to welcome Dave, KO4AOW, over in Inman here. And our net manager, David, W4DJW. I want to thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Barrett. We have another Alpha Echolink station, so Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN.
4RJN. Good evening, sir. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November, Golf. K4YNG, Fletch and Easley. We're negative and negative. And good evening to all my friends.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome Fletch over in Easley. K4YNG. Thanks for stopping by, Fletch. Sounding good. Move on back to the alphabet now and slide on down to the Echo 2 Hotel Group. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor. It's negative and negative, over.
Net Control, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan. Over northern Simpsonville, I'm in and out tonight.
4RJN. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Gideon.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. I'd like to welcome W4FHJ, Gene over in Taylor's, WB4FEE, Dan over in Simpsonville, and KZ4EZN, Harry up in Candler. Sounding good, Harry? Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Unit. I'm going to slide on down the alphabet now to the India Through Lima group. India Through Lima. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, 70 degrees for each one of you.
Please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. This is Juan Grimmel. No traffic, no comment.
4RJN. So, India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John in Parrish Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. Living free to everyone on this cold night.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. John, could you give me your call sign one more time? I think I screwed it up.
Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. KE4, JRK.
KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Meter. I'd like to welcome Fred, KK4JFO, or James, excuse me. Juan, WA4KC. Juan over in Greenville, K Paso Juan. And John, I got it that time, KE4RJRK. John over in Greenville, thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations? India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
You get me there? KI4LZ Porter.
I got you, Andy, but somehow I didn't record in the log, but I've got you. KI4LZI Andy. Sorry. KI4LZI. I'll get you in there, Andy. Thanks for coming back. Any other stations, India through Lima, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet, and I'll learn how to talk here in just a moment, folks. Slide on down the alphabet to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Delta 4, Oscar Tango Whiskey, James and Anderson, negative and a negative. A good evening, everybody on the net.
KN4RJN. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat and Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
This is KN4RJN, that control for Blue Ridge 2 unit, KD4OKW over there in Anderson, and K4OSH, Pat, over in Malden. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations in India, or excuse me, any other stations, Mike, through Papa? Want to check in to Blue Ridge 2 Marinette, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Marinette. I'd like to welcome my neighbor here in Inman, Walt, K4OIM. Thanks for stopping by, Walt. It sounded like you're sitting in the room next to me. Of course, I suspect you're just down the road a little ways. But anyway, let's slide on down the alphabet to the Quebec Through Tango group. Quebec Through Tango. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, Marietta, Georgia, negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like to welcome KW4TS, Jim, I'll get it straight here in a minute. I just saw you pop up there on Echolook, Jim. I'm sorry I didn't get to you sooner, but thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Quebec Through Tango, before we open it up to the big group. Quebec Through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm over here and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
4RJN, please check in Kilo X-Ray 4, Sierra Delta Whiskey, KX4SDW, Steven over in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net. Over.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Like to welcome Rusty, W2T, and Steven over in Liberty, KX4SDW. Thank you all for stopping by. Going to open up to the big group now. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you missed your group, if you got a letter in your call sign you'd like to check in, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
For RJN. John, please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. Excuse me. That's K4RM Fred. I'm checking in from a chilly Nancy Mountain, North Carolina tonight. John, good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
KN4RJN. Good to hear you calling the net again. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, WA4, Channel Alpha Lima, Star, South Carolina. No traffic, no round table. Good evening to you and everybody on board.
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Uniform, KO4 AOU, Tom, down here in Bowling Springs, South Carolina, and I'm just visiting tonight.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Fred, K4RM, and Larry and Donna, KK4JBQ, and Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, you tell Donna we said hi. And Al, WA4JWC, over down there in Star, and KO4AOU, Tom, over here, right here in Inman. Well, thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN.
4RJN. This is Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Echo. KN4URE, Jeff and Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on net.
This is CAN4RJN, that control of Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Larry, I got yours. I did not catch Rhonda's call. Can you give me that again, please?
Call is Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS, and mine's KC4SKD.
This is CAN4RJN, that control of Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Thank you, Larry. I got it that time. Rhonda, KG4AHS. Larry is KC4SKD. I want to welcome Jeff, KN4URE, over there in Greenville. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. 4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. We'll move on to the Rag Chew portion here in just a moment, but first, your Friday night tidbit. Since nobody signed up for the Rag Chew portion, maybe I can get somebody to come back to me on this one. Where bacteria live on our tongues. I'll bring that to you here in about 5 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. And that control, Blue Ridge Tube Internet, your Friday night tidbit. Myriad microbes dwell on the human tongue, and scientists have now gotten a glimpse of the neighborhoods that bacteria build for themselves there. Bacteria grow in a thick film around human cells, scraped from the tongue surface. In those films, different types of microbes cluster in patches, researchers report in the March 24 Cell Reports. They've actually got a picture, which I'll hold up to the microphone so you can all see it. This pattern suggests that individual bacterial cells first attach to the tongue's cell surface and then grow in layers to form larger clusters and create miniature environments that the bacterial species need to thrive. It's amazing the complexity of the community they build right there on your tongue, says microbiologist Jessica Mark Welch of the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. She and colleagues had people scrape the top of their tongues with plastic scrapers. The team then tagged various types of bacteria with colored markers to see how the community was structured. Microscopic images show that while the overall patchwork appearance of the community was consistent across cells from different samples and people, the specific composition of the bacteria varied. Break. Knowing how bacteria are arranged on the tongue could uncover how the microbes work together to maintain their environments and keep a host healthy. So think about that the next time you brush your teeth. This is KN4RJN, Net Control from Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. I invite comments. All right, hearing none, I'm going to go fishing. K4OIM, Walt, are you still on? K4URE, Jeff, are you still in there? This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Everybody's gone to bed. KK4JBQ, Larry, are you still on? W4DJW, David, are you still on?
KN4RJN, W4DJW, still here.
Everybody went to bed. It's kind of a light night for a Friday night. I'm trying to stretch this out and see if the second shift will show up, but so far I'm only at about 35 check-ins, so I don't know what everybody's doing tonight. Maybe they're all out partying or something.
Well, on the subject that you were talking about, a friend of mine and I were, well, he's a colleague at work. We were talking about the immune system and how the immune system works with humans. And in order for the immune system to stay at a high level, we're required to exchange bacteria between people. That's what the exchange of bacteria is, what keeps your immune system able to maintain an immunity against the viruses that are out there, the bacteria that's floating. And as we all stay sheltered in home, our immune system decreases because we're not interacting with other people. Now, the flip side of that, when there's a virus out there that's deadly, is you could get the wrong one and your immune system couldn't defend itself, wouldn't be able to. So it's not quite six of one, half a dozen of the other in conditions like this. But the sacrifice that we make when we stay at home, when we shelter in place, is If we do that for too long, the longer we do that, the weaker our immune system gets. Back to you, KN4RJ and W4DJW.
So basically you're saying we should go out and kiss our neighbors?
No. I'm saying, well, there is a trade-off for sheltering in place, and that is that your immune system, the longer you do it, the less you are able to fight off other things that come around. And I've realized that myself because I spend a lot of time at home. And I don't get in the car. I don't go out. I don't mingle with people during the week at all. Well, you know, two or three times a year maybe, but not a lot. And I noticed that when I did take a trip across the country or something like that or up to New York, it was almost every time I got something out of it, something that I didn't want. It's true. I was watching doctors talking about that on videos, too. There's some, a lot of doctors, since this has come out, have started their own YouTube channels, and you can see them discussing things like that. I saw a couple of them saying, you'll notice we don't have masks on. We're trading bacteria to keep our immune system high. They only wear their mask when they're in their operating room and they're protecting the patient. So the mask isn't for you. The mask is for the other people. But they did recognize and told everybody that you need to mingle with other people to keep a high level of immunity. But in times like these, you got to be careful. You don't want to work your immune system so hard that it can't recover. So, I don't know. It's just something to think about, John. W4DJW.
Well, I see, you know, that makes sense that, you know, the more we exchange our germs with everybody else, we build up immunity to them. That's how, you know, invasive species of plant, animal, and insect, when they get into a new environment and the other animals, plants, and insects in that environment aren't used to that, and they wind up taking over. So basically, we need to grab all the animals, plants, insects, and everything from around the world and just spread them everywhere, and then we'll all be immune to everything, I guess.
Well, that does bring up a good point. You notice a lot of people talk about going down to Mexico, to Cancun, and coming back with Montezuma's revenge. That's a good example. You go down, you're exposed to something you haven't, and whereas the people that live there, they're exposed to that bacteria day in and day out. They have an immunity against it. We're not. We don't have an immunity against it. So when we go down there, bam, a lot of people come back with Montezuma's revenge.
Roger that. Well, I remember many, 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 many years ago when I was stationed in southern Greece out on a little lonely mountaintop somewhere. Everybody that was newly stationed there for the first week or so would have some intestinal distress, and then they get better. And we once, you know, sent in a sample of our water. They hadn't tested our water, and the local Air Force base medical team wanted to test our water, so we sent them in a sample. And they called up our commander, and all upset, said, "Oh, for God's sake, don't drink the water. He says bacteria too numerous to count." And we'd been drinking it for, you know, a year. Everybody, you know, that showed up would get, you know, a little ill for a few days or a week, and then get better. And we, you know, we got used to it. But he said the water was, you know, too numerous to count. And of course, the Greeks that were stationed there with us, it didn't bother them at all because they've been drinking it all their lives. So yeah, I can understand that.
That was the same attitude that I had when I lived over in Europe. When I went over there, they would ask me to try things, different kinds of food, stuff that we're not accustomed to. And, you know, I'd ask them in the beginning, well, what is it? And then I'd hear what it was, and I wouldn't want to. I'd say, no, I'm not going to eat that. There's no way. And then later on, they said, okay, how about we don't tell you what it is, and you eat it, you tell us if it was any good or not, and then we'll tell you what it is. And so I said, okay, we'll give that route a try. And we gave that a try, and it worked because it was some really, really good stuff. And then when I found out what it was, I wouldn't have attempted it. So there you go. It's both physical and mental. KN4RJ and W4DJW.
Roger that. That's one way. Well, I do remember that, you know, I went overseas, lived overseas in three different countries, and as I recall, the sickest I ever got was when I came back from, where was it? I think it was from Turkey. When I came back to the States, I got sick. So, it was different. But anyway, any other comments, Dave, or any other stories you want to tell me?
No, that's about it. I'll go ahead and let you see if second shift has arrived. Enjoyed it. Game 4 RJ and W4DJW back to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Good to hear from you, 73s. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge, 2-meter net. Looking for additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Check-in Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. And also check-in my husband Mark, W2MJB. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And we'll both be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Wendy, KN4HTP, one of our net controllers, and her husband, Mark, W2MJB, also one of our net controllers. Wendy, you sure you're going to have anything to talk to me about?
KN4HTP. Well, we went and donated blood today, the three of us, the three adults here at the house, and it was pretty easy. They came right to our neighborhood, so we just walked down to the pool and the clubhouse to the parking lot and walked right in. The nurses were wearing masks, but we were not, because I guess we were together as a family and we knew we weren't sick. So, but that went pretty smoothly, and it was it's one way of getting back right now.
Well, I want to thank you for that, Wendy, very much. I know that the Red Cross and the hospitals and the blood banks are all all looking for blood. I've tried donating blood before, but they won't take mine because of some of the places I've lived. But I want to thank you and Mark both for that. Anything else going on in your world?
Having a quiet evening. I'm kind of looking forward to Mother's Day. I know Mark's planning to grill some fun stuff for dinner that day.
Roger that. Will you tell Mark to, you know, grill some extra? I'll be over for dinner if, you know. But thanks again for sticking with me here for a little bit, trying to see if second shift will show up, and appreciate your comments. Say hello to Mark for us and 73s. This is KN4RJN Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, looking for additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you. All on the net, 73.
RJN. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Ness over in Gaffney, KG4JIA. And Gary, KI4DOS, runs our swap net on Wednesday nights. He brings along his bride, Joy, K3JOY. Gary, you got anything to talk to me about?
RJN in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, John. Good evening to all on the net. We had kind of a peaceful day here. It was kind of chilly outside. Got out, did a little bit outside this morning, and then later this afternoon started raining. So I came in and picked up a book that I had started reading and finished it a little while ago. Looked up at the clock, and I said, goodness gracious, I almost forgot to check into the net. So I came in here and turned the radio on, and now I'm talking to you.
Roger that. We've been shoveling mulch most of the day and cutting out roots and trimming bushes and trees and hauling stuff. And, yeah, it was cold out there this morning. Fortunately, we were working, so it, you know, kept us alive. But about lunchtime, pretty well shot all our gas and decided to go inside and take lunch, take a nap, and woke up and it was wet outside. So, yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good day. You tell Joy we say it hi. What else is going on in your world?
Did I didn't get to take a nap today, John. I'm a little jealous. I got to where I enjoy a nap about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but I didn't take one today. And I didn't take one yesterday either. Worked out in the yard all day yesterday, cutting the grass and getting all of that done. So I didn't have a nap yesterday, and I hadn't had one today, so it'll all work out. I don't need a nap every day, I don't guess. But other than that, I hadn't done a whole lot. Like I said, I got up and did a few little things outside this morning, and haven't done much the rest of the day since it's been drizzling and not really raining hard, just enough to get wet and make everything miserable. But that's okay. That's good for the garden. I don't have to put any city water on the garden. And as long as I get the other kind and don't have to put city water on it, it's better for it anyway.
Roger that. When we lived in Anderson, I had them install a water collection system underneath the house that harvested the water off the roof, ran it down through the gutters, and put it in this big bladder. And I'd use that to water the grass and the flowers and the whatever plants. And I think that was better for them than the city water anyway.
He is. At least I think it is. It doesn't have the fluoride in it and all the other stuff that they put in the water to help keep it purified, I guess. But you were talking about spreading mulch. Joy has plans for a big flower bed out front. And she wants to do a stacked stone wall. I've got all the stone stacked up or piled up, and now I got to get it out of the pile and get it down there and get it all stacked up the way she wants it. And we had a load of topsoil delivered, and then when we had trees cut down, told the guys that cut the trees down, they mulched everything up. I told them, I asked them what they were going to do with that, and they said they were going to take it over to the dump. They said, they're going to charge me $50 to dump it. I said, well, just dump it right here in my yard. I said, I'll use it. He said, well, you can't use it for a year or so and, you know, let it decompose some. And I said, well, that's okay. And it's been laying out there for 2 years now, so I got to get busy and get her a flower bed made and lay the stone wall and then put the topsoil and the mulch in it.
Well, after all that, you're going to need a nap there, brother.
Down to it, I will. No doubt about it. But other than that, John, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a good net going. Sorry I was late coming in and checking in with you. But I am glad I got to talk with you for a minute or two. You're doing a fine job. Appreciate you calling the net. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Y'all have a great evening, and don't work too hard out there in the yard. And we'll talk to you a little bit later, John. Have a good evening. KN4RJN in the net, KI4DOS.
Thank you, sir. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge Tube Internet, looking for additional check-ins before we shut this thing down. If you want to check in to Blue Ridge Tube Internet, your call sign Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
And Kilo, Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike, KJ4WZM, Daniel, Fort Shoals in Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling that, 73.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2, we're at last calling station. I think I screwed up your call sign. Can you give it to me again, sir?
Kilo, Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike, KJ4WZM.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like to welcome Daniel, KJ4WZM. I got an N the first time. That's what messed me up. Alrighty. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
County, Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is K4RJ. I'll get my call sign straight here in a minute. KN4RJN, like to welcome Thomas, K4XB, over there in Honey Path. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Any other stations before we close this down, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Now securing the net. Have I missed anyone else for comments or check-ins? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Tube Internet. I'd like to thank everybody for stopping by and checking in. I'd like to thank everybody that stopped by and chatted with me a little bit. Please stand by for my net report. 4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Now returning the repeater back to normal amateur radio operations at 2146 hours. 73 stall. Good night. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. Y'all have a good one.